and in their depths. He causes the clouds to rise over the whole earth. He sends the lightning with the rain and releases the wind from his storehouse. The Lord is praised. Amen. Amen. It's lovely to have our music group with us this morning. What a blessing they are to the church. And thank you for choosing the hymns this morning. And they are beautiful. And we're going to start with a hymn of praise. Beautiful hymn. Come, people of the risen King. Let's praise God together. Amen. Amen. Perhaps I ought to tell you a little bit about myself, since it's a while since I last came to be with you. I'm a northerner. When I say a northerner, the first 8 years of my life were spent just outside Doncaster in South Yorkshire. Have happy memories of my childhood there, but then we moved down to Earlsbarton, and we've been there ever since. That's many years ago now. I love singing. I sing in Earlsbarton music,
And funnily enough, this week we're singing songs from the musicals, which is called One Day More, because we're singing on Thursday and Friday, the 29th, of course, One Day More from Les Mis. That's by the by. And we're also singing on the Tuesday night too. It's a sellout, so we're thankful for that. I support Northampton Town Football Club, the Cobblers. We've had more ups and downs than the Express Lift Tower. My son, we have three children, Jules, Julie, Caroline and Stephen. And Stephen heard the call to ministry, went away to Mattersea Bible College for 3 years, came back, and then Bromham invited him to become their pastor. That was 9 years ago now at Bromham Baptist Church. And he's been richly blessed, and we pray that the church has been richly blessed. He's recently been over to Kenya. The church there in Bromham set up an orphanage and a school in Kenya for young people. The orphanage is no longer an orphanage because the orphans have all grown up, but the school is still there and the church still supports them, and they're sharing in a wonderful ministry. So that's just a little bit of potted history for you, and we praise God for all his blessings to us as we seek together to follow in Jesus' precious footsteps. Let's come together in prayer. Let's pray. Oh God, our Father, we give you thanks and praise for the wonder of your works. You have brought us here this morning, dear Father, and we celebrate your love for each one of us, a love that is everlasting. We pray that today we may know your presence very real and near to us. We pray that we may know the power of your Holy Spirit amongst us. We pray that we may share together in worship that will inspire us and send us out into the world to share the good news of Jesus Christ, his love for all. Father God, as we come together, we thank you that we are just a small part of your family, spread as wide as earth and heaven. We thank you that we are a part of the greatest family of all, each one taking their place within your kingdom. And we pray that as we look toward the cross of Calvary, we may know that Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Saviour of the world, the great Shepherd of the sheep, and the servant of all. We come, Father, just as we are. So often we fail. You know that, dear Father. You know when we wander, when we fail to share your love, speak of your grace and blessing in our daily lives. Father, there are many times when we fall short of the high calling that we have in Jesus our Lord. But we pray for forgiveness, Father, and we pray that you will take us, yes, just as we are, remake us and remold us at the potter's wheel of life, and then lead us on in our faith journey. Father, bless us now, we pray, and be with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's together share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I, the Lord of sea and sky, let's praise God together. I don't know about you, but I sometimes like to look back at names. And I thought this morning I'd do that before I came here. In a moment, I'm going to ask our readers to share with us. And first of all, it will be Dillis who's going to read for us. And for the record, Dillis is a girl's name of Welsh origin, meaning perfect, true, or reliable. If you want your little one to be trustworthy and true of heart, this pretty name is sure to inspire them. Dating back to the mid-19th century, Dilys was once a popular name in Wales, but now has more of a vintage feel to it. There we are. So I'm going to ask Dilys to come and to share with us, please, from the Book of Psalms. Thank you, Dilys.
I'll add to that about my name. It also means daffodil or Easter lily.
Well, lovely.
The reading is from Psalm 22, verses 23 to 31. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honour him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but he has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. They who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive, posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to the people yet unborn, for he has done it. Thanks be to God for his word.
Amen. Thank you very much, dear. Thank you.
We come to worship the King of Kings. Let's praise him as we sing the hymn 309, King of Kings, Majesty. King of Kings, Majesty, God of heaven, living in me. Thank you. I have a sister called Jane. Happy birthday, of course, to you, Jane. The name Jane is of English origin and means God is gracious. Some people believe that Jane was derived from the old French name, Jehane, which in turn is thought to be derived from the Hebrew, Yochanan, which means Yahweh is merciful. Jane first became popular in the mid-16th century. So there we are. Jane, I'm going to ask you to come now and to read God's word for us. Thank you so much.
Well, I can tell you, I got my name, Jane.
My mum had two bedrooms and she was waiting for a boy. She said you spoilt everything because she said you were a girl. So she had to get an extra bedroom. As I already had a brother. So this reading is from Mark chapter 9. Chapter 8, verses 31 to 38. Jesus speaks about his suffering and death. Then Jesus began to teach his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the Lord. He will be put to death, but 3 days later he will rise to life." He made this very clear to them. So Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But Jesus turned around, looked at his disciples and rebuked Peter. "Get away from me, Satan," he said. "Your thoughts don't come from God, but from man." Then Jesus called the crowd and his disciples to him. "If anyone wants to come with me," he told them, "he must forget self, carry his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his own life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. Does a person gain anything if he wins the whole world but loses his life? Of course not. There is nothing he can give to regain his life. If a person is ashamed of me and of my teaching in his godless and wicked days, then the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels." Thanks be to God for his words.
Amen. Thank you very much. Your offering, I understand, is a retiring offering. But we'll just pray as we... God, our Father, as we give within the life of your church, may we give with grateful hearts. May we give in love. May we give because you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. Father, take the gifts that we offer. Use them, we pray, according to your will and purpose. Bless gift and giver. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Our next hymn is the only one that I'm not too sure of, but I'm sure I'll be able to pick it up, and no doubt you all know it. "I Cast My Mind on Calvary." Let's praise God.
I'm
Beautiful. Yeah, love that. I've sung it before, but only on the odd occasion. It's a beautiful hymn. Yeah. Childhood memories are always precious to us, I think, generally speaking, of course. I can only speak for myself. As parents, Diane and I, we like to think that we can help our children along life's pathway, as we all seek to do. And looking back, memories sometimes stand out. And there's one memory in particular that I will never forget. It was when our own children were small, and we used to take them across the fields from where we live. And I always remember seeing for the first time a figure dressed in an old top hat, wearing a raincoat with just string tied around, Wellington boots, old socks sticking out of the top. A figure of, in some ways, ridicule. A joke figure. And it made us laugh. You can no doubt guess what I'm talking about. There he was. I say he. There the figure was. The scarecrow. And we used to love to go and see that scarecrow. Well, the children did more than we did, but we enjoyed going too. And then when our children grew up, Stephen told me some time ago, do you remember what we used to do, Dad? Where you used to take us and what we used to laugh at and see? And he described just what I've just described. And I said, I remember it well, Stephen. I remember it well. How we used to laugh at that figure. How we used to have fun watching, just looking at that figure. The children used to draw closer to it and used to smile. And we'd sometimes sing a little song together. I remember our grandson, Caleb, when he saw that figure, saying, does it remind you of anyone, Grandad? I thought, I hope he didn't mean me. But, and I said, who do you think it reminds you of then, Caleb? So he said, Jesus. I said, yes, you're right, you're right. Because Jesus stood as a figure of ridicule upon the cross of Calvary. He was laughed at. He was mocked and scorned. He was spat upon. He was pierced. Crown of thorns upon his head. All sorts of words of derision were thrown at him. People came to see the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son of God, hang upon a cross. There he stood in our place, each one of us. And when we read of Jesus' words recorded in St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, we read that Jesus predicted his own death. That he spoke quite clearly of the fact that he must go to the cross. There was no other way to offer redemption for the world. Jesus came to fulfill his Father's will, and that will could not be fulfilled until he hung upon the cross of Calvary. The disciples couldn't understand that. They didn't want this to happen. Peter, above all, sought to turn Jesus away from what he had to face. Surely not, Peter cried out. Surely not. And when he tried to turn the Lord away from that cross, that old rugged cross, Jesus said, arguably the harshest words that he ever spoke to anyone, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan." My word, I wonder how Peter must have felt when he heard those words. They must have penetrated his heart, mustn't they? But they were words that Jesus spoke clearly to him, and words that were a reminder to people and to Peter that there was no other way. His chosen pathway was the cross of Calvary. And then Jesus called the crowd, as well as his disciples, to him to speak to them about the way that the followers of our Lord must follow. Never an easy pathway, the Christian pathway. Never a bed of roses. No. If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to save your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will find it. Taking up the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think of the way in which Jesus turned the whole world upside down by his life's ministry. Think, for instance, of the way in which Jesus went to touch a leper, unclean, with a bell in hand to warn people off. The people believing that lepers were carrying the sins of their forefathers. What a horrible thought. Everyone else avoided them, but not Jesus. He reached out to touch the leper. He reached out to the adulterous woman as that baying crowd came that day to fulfill the law of stoning to death that person. And as they were about to do that, Jesus was there amongst them. And he reached out, wrote in the dust, and then said, "Let the one who is without sin cast the first stone." No one came forward, not one, because they all understood that all had sinned, all had fallen short. And of Peter himself, we remember that Jesus loved him so dearly, and on one occasion particularly, he said to him, "You are the rock, and on this rock I will build my church." Build my church. Notice that. Not the Methodist Church, not the Baptist Church, not the Anglican Church, not the Independent Wesleyan, not the Wesleyan Reform, whatever. Jesus came and spoke of his church. And that's the church to which you and I belong as fellow Christians. And on the one hand, therefore, Jesus called him the rock. And then here, we hear of those harsh words that he spoke. Because Peter was very much a Jekyll and Hyde character. He spoke great words of wonder and blessing. He sometimes understood quite clearly Christ's chosen path. But there were other occasions where he failed miserably. The pathway of the Christian is a pathway of self-denial, of self-giving, of self-sacrifice. It's a pathway that calls us to go where no one else will go. I always remember many years ago going to Peterborough Cathedral. And we looked on the notice board, the board, the prayer board. There were many prayers there, and obviously you can only look at one or two, if you look at all. And I went and I looked at one prayer in particular. And it was written by a young girl, because she put her age, 14. And she put, "My friend has been diagnosed HIV positive. All her friends have gone, but I haven't. I love her." And that's all that was there. And it made me think how wonderful that was, that here was one who would go on loving, that would go on caring, that would go on giving. Sometimes we all have to confess that we place ourselves on pedestals. God calls us to get off of those pedestals and to go down where the needs are greatest, where there are the lost, the broken, the outcast, where those who have never known love are, where those who have wandered away from the fold are, where those who are crying out for a reason for living are. And Jesus calls you and me to climb down from that pedestal, because he's already there, down amongst those who need him most. There amongst those who have no hope except in Jesus Christ our Lord. It's there that you will find Jesus, amongst the lost. And therefore, we must go there too, to enable people to find the reason for living in Jesus Christ our Lord. The greatest gospel that we have to share is the gospel of God's love for all people. None are excluded. And as we look at the cross of Calvary through this period of Lent, we see quite clearly that here is the scarecrow, the one who was laughed at, the one whom people derided. But he was the Saviour of the world. He was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He comes to rescue those who will reach out, those who will come to know his love. And you and I have a great responsibility in sharing God's love wherever we go. For love is the key. The love that that young girl spoke of for her friend. A love that breaks down all barriers. A love that knows no end. And a love that reaches out to all people, no matter what the cost. When we hear our Lord Jesus Christ's words to us today, may we respond with open hearts and go out into the world filled with joy, knowing that as we tread this earthly pathway, Jesus walks with us. He's there where you and I are, meeting the needs of humanity. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So may our riches be in Christ. Riches that cannot be bought, riches that you cannot earn through good deeds, riches that flow freely from God's eternal store of grace. They're the riches that God seeks to bless us with. And as we seek to be faithful in our service, may we know those wondrous riches day by day and rejoice in them. Our Lord, through the cross of Calvary, showed his love for you and for me. May we show our love for him by giving our lives again in his service. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, you call each one of us to take up your cross and to follow. That's not easy. Father, help us, we pray, to understand more of your eternal love for all people through the cross. As we behold your sacrifice upon the cross, help us to give all to you. Help us in our daily living to share your love wherever we go. Help us through all things to reach out to others. We pray that Jesus may be seen in us, that the world might know there is a better way, the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus our Lord. We thank you, dear Father, for the fellowship of your church. Bind us together, we pray, in your love. Thank you for the rich diversity that there is in the life of your church. You made us all different, dear Father, and we thank you for that. You gave us different gifts to use to your glory, and we thank you for that. Thank you because you remind us that each of us is part of the body of Christ, all called to share their Christian faith on the harvest fields of life. Father God, we thank you for one of the greatest blessings that we have in knowing that we are all part of your church. And we pray that you will use each one of us to witness, to share your love, and to reach out to others. We pray for your world, dear Father. We pray especially for those parts of the world that are at war. We pray for the leaders of all nations, praying that they may seek pathways of peace and reconciliation, praying that they may seek respect and dignity for their fellow humanity. Dear Lord and Father, we pray forgiveness for man's inhumanity to man. Father, as you look down upon your world, your heart must ache. And we pray that you will remind us that each one of us is called to be peacemaker. Father God, may peace reign in our hearts, and may we seek peace within your world. We pray as we go out into the world now that you will be with us, that we will recognize Jesus in the most unusual ways, through people whom we never thought could know your love and walk in the way of Jesus. Throughout the years, Father, we thank you that you are constantly calling those whom the world looks upon with ridicule. Thank you for taking them, dear Father. Thank you for revealing Jesus to us through those whom we have come to know and to love, through those who have loved us. And we pray, dear Father, that you will bless our church here, that everyone who comes into this house may feel the warm welcome of our dear Lord. Father God, bind us together in your love and lead us on in our faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And Father, we just pray for our children who are here. Thank you that Jesus took the little children in his arms and blessed them and taught us that if we want to enter his kingdom, we must have the heart of a little child. Father God, thank you that Jesus loves the children, and we pray that we may love them with all our hearts and lead them to our dear Lord. Hear our prayer, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 And we close our worship, friends, with that beautiful hymn, In Christ Alone. And may I thank the music group for their ministry in music this morning. Thank you so much. Take up the cross and follow Christ, nor think till death to lay it down, for only they who bear the cross may hope to wear the glorious crown. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest and remain with you and with all those whom you love, both in this world and the next.